don't cross them lines. What you like, what I like, why can't we both be right?
Alabama Shakes with Don't Want to Fight. Zach Aaron, right before that, did a catchy little tune. The Southeast Texas Trinity River Bottom Blues. How's that for a mouthful? Sugartown also in there from Southern Culture on the Skids, and started off with new music from Jeremy Albino, rolling down the 405. And it is just after 2 o'clock here. You're listening to 91.7 KAXE. In Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE, Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at kaxe.org. And weather around the listening area today, chance of showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon, increasing clouds, highs near 80. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely with lows in the mid-50s. And tomorrow, clearing with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. Slight chance for some showers and overnight lows in the mid to upper 50s. And it is time for our album of the week. New music from Robert Randolph. This is his, I believe, his first solo album without the family band. And we're going to hear the opening track. It's just called Big Women. That is such a catchy song. I love hearing that. Joey Crooks with Feet Don't Fail Me Now. Pete Droege, right before that, did the song Spacey and Shaken, and brand new music from our album of the week. That was Robert Randolph with Big Women. His new album's called Preacher Kids. And we receive support from Headwaters Music and Arts in downtown Bemidji, offering music lessons and art programming for all ages. More at headwatersmusicandarts.org or on Facebook and Instagram. And as some of you obviously may know, in our listening area, we had a big storm roll through Bemidji and pretty much trashed the whole town. And Keith's Pizza in Bemidji is hosting Pizza with a Purpose tonight and tomorrow, 7th and 8th, from 5 to 8, both evenings, at their northern location at 1425 Paul Bunyan Drive. 25% of all the proceeds will benefit the United Way of Bemidji Area's Disaster Relief Fund. So if you're out in the area, go get yourself some pizza and check it out. Help out, chip in, whatever you can do. Right now we've got new music from Courtney Barnett. This is A Lot of Love.
La 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 la. Got a
spirit bar. Brush your teeth for bed. Blow out that cherry bomb. Blow out that cherry bomb. Let it go on and on. I could pay you tonight. Hand all you cherry bomb. Oh, life could be so fair. Let it go on and on. I could pay you tonight. Hand all you cherry
my pink dress on and do my hair up tight. I'm gonna put some perfume on. I'm gonna smell real nice. I'm going down to the church on 4th and Vine. I'm gonna marry my love and we'll be happy for all time. Yeah, he's the sweetest man you could find. So gentle and so kind. And he's got those big brown eyes. I can't believe it, like he's mine. Not that he's no wuss, 'cause you know his love is serious. So warm inside when he takes me for a buggy ride. When he takes me for a buggy ride.
That was the wrong track entirely, so we're just going to skip that and let you know that we received support from the Bagley Area Arts Collaborative, offering workshops in July, including Batik with Diane, July 9th through the 11th, and Watercolor Impressionism, Loose and Free, 29th, 30th, and 31st of July. More information and registration at bagleyarts.org or on Facebook. Okay, and let's get back into things here. We're going to try some Mae Simpson, Minnesota's own artist, with Chandelier and Bloom.
somebody else's phone. Call me in the daytime when you're free. I was on the ledger, shine here. Well, I've been consumed for far too long. Got me feeling like I lost that sound. Machine to be red. Machine to be red.
Dr. King once said, "History will have to record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people."
Burn me in you. rising sun.
I learned in Korea that I would never again in my life abdicate to somebody else my right and my ability to decide who the enemy is.
Please forgive me. Please, please forgive me. Please, please forgive me.
Back from Korea, I was so mad at what I'd seen and done, I wasn't sure I could ever live in the country again. I got on the freight trains up in Everett, north of Seattle, and kind of cruised the country for 2 years, making up songs, but I was drunk most of the time and forgot most of those. I'd heard that there was a house in Salt Lake City by the Roper Yards of the Denver Rio Grande and Western where there was a clothing barrel and free food. So I got off the train there. I was headed for Salt Lake anyway. I found that house, but right where they said it was, most of all, I found this wiry old man, 69 years old, tougher nails, heart of gold, fellow by the name of Ammon Hennessy. Anybody know that name, Ammon Hennessy? One of Dorothy Day's people, the Catholic workers, during the 30s, they started houses of hospitality all over the country. There are about 80 of them now. Ammon Hennessy was one of those. He'd come west to start this house I'd found called the Joe Hill House of Hospitality. Ammon Hennessy was a Catholic anarchist, pacifist, draft dodger, and two world wars, tax refuser, vegetarian, one-man revolution in America. I think that about covers it. It was pure hell. First thing he did was he said, after he got to know me, he said, you know you love the country, that you love it. You come in and out of town on these trains singing songs about different places and beautiful people. You know you love the country, you just can't stand the government, get it straight. He quoted Mark Twain to me, loyalty to the country always, loyalty to the government when it deserves it. Get it straight, get it straight. It was an essential distinction I had been neglecting. And then he had to reach out and grapple with the violence, but he did that with all the people around him. His Second World War vets, you know, on medical disabilities and all drunk up. The house was filled with violence, which Ammon, as a pacifist, dealt with every moment, every day of his life. He said, you've got to be a pacifist. I said, why? He said, it'll save your life. And my behavior was very violent then. I said, what is it? He said, well, I can't give you a book by Gandhi, you wouldn't understand it. I can't give you a list of rules that if you sign it, you're a pacifist. He said, you look at it like booze. You know, alcoholism will kill somebody. Until they finally get the courage to sit in a circle of people like that and put their hand up in the air and say, hi, my name's Utah, I'm an alcoholic. And then you can begin to deal with the behavior, see? You can and have the people define it for you whose lives you've destroyed. He said it's the same with violence, you know. An alcoholic, they could be dry for 20 years. They're never going to sit in that circle and put their hand up and say, well, I'm not an alcoholic anymore. No, they're still going to put their hand up and say, hi, my name's Utah, I'm an alcoholic. So it's the same with violence. You got to be able to put your hand in the air and acknowledge your capacity for violence and then deal with the behavior and have the people whose lives you're best with define that behavior for you, you see. And it's not going to go away. You're going to be dealing with it every moment and every situation for the rest of your life. I said, okay, I'll try that. And Ammon said, it's not enough. I said, oh. I said, oh. He said, you were born a white man in mid-20th century industrial America. You came into the world armed to the teeth with an arsenal of weapons. The weapons of privilege, racial privilege, sexual privilege, economic privilege. You want to be a pacifist, it's not just giving up guns and knives and clubs and fists and angry words, but giving up the weapons of privilege and going into the world completely disarmed. Try that. That old man has been gone now 20 years and I'm still at it. But I figure if there's a worthwhile struggle in my own life, that's probably the one. Think about it. I'd always wanted to write a song for that old man. He never wanted one about him that way, but something mulched up out of his thought, his anarchist thought. Anarchist in the best sense of the word. Most of many times he stood up in front of Federal District Judge Ritter, that old fart, and he'd be picked up for picketing illegally, and he never pled innocent or guilty, he pled anarchy. And Ritter'd say, "What's an anarchist, Hennessy?" And Hammond would say, "Why, an anarchist is anybody who doesn't need a cop to tell him what to do. Kind of a fundamentalist anarchist, huh?" And Ritter'd say, "But Ammon, you broke the law. What about that?" And Ammon'd say, "Oh, Judge, your damn laws, the good people don't need them and the bad people don't obey them. So what use are they?" Anarchy. Anarchy. Well, I lived there for 8 years and I watched him, mainly watched him. And I discovered, watching him, that anarchy, it's not a noun, but an adjective. It describes the tension between moral autonomy and political authority, especially in the area of combinations, whether they're going to be voluntary or coercive. The most destructive, coercive combinations are arrived at through force. Like Adam said, force is the weapon of the weak.
Strong enough.
Utah Phillips with Ani DeFranco. That was the song Anarchy. Eric Bibb right before that with Dear America. And Chandelier in Bloom from Minnesota artist Mae Simpson. And programming is supported in part by the Minnesota Department of Public Safety. A lot's changed in the last year, but the speed limit hasn't. Speeders can expect to be stopped. Please slow down. Extra speed patrols are now on Minnesota roads. And what else have we got lined up for you here? We've got some Luscious Jackson coming up, some Pixies as well in there. We're going to start off right now, though, with Arrested Development. This is Tennessee.
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 Lord, I've really been real stressed. Down and out, losing grass. Although I am black and grass, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. I never at once felt so alone. I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my spare tire. But Lord, I ask you to be my guide. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all the hurts. Let me understand your plans. Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all the hurts. Let me understand your
yeah.
plans.
Lord, it's obvious we got a relationship. Talking to each other every night and day. Although you're superior over me, we talk to each other in a friendship race. Then out of nowhere, you tell me to break out of the country and into more countries. Fast eyes burn into rhythms, where the ghost of childhood haunts me. Walk the roads my forefathers walked, climb the trees my forefathers hung from. Ask those trees for all their wisdom. They tell me my ears are so young. Go back to whence you came, my family tree, my family name. Some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all the hurts. Let me understand your plans. Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all the hurts. Let me understand your plans.
She went down to Holly Springs. Razadon and Baba, they went down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes!
Now I see the importance of history. While my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain. By brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me. Without the enlightenment of all my folks. Instead, cause I set myself on a quest for truth. And he was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. Lord, I
allow me to drink some more. He said, what I am searching for are the answers to all which are in front of me. The ultimate truth started to get blurry. For some strange reason, it had to be. It was all a dream about Tennessee.
Take me to you help me understand yourself. taking the side streets and I'm cruising down the alleyways and I'm feeling the cool breeze across my face. I'm losing a fine and I'm breaking too fast cause I'm not fit to go on like this. The music in my head, the rhythm keeps me fed. The sounds around me in these high frequencies. There's no place like home, there's no place like home. Stoned alone in the city of bastards. Messenger, what's your name? You got the time to talk to me? Tell you what, I sit on this here stupid, talk all about you. But just keep sitting here till you roll on through.
This is 91.7 KAXE in Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We're people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. It is just shy of 3 o'clock, and my name is Kurt. I've been your volunteer host here since 1 o'clock, and we'll be going spinning tunes until 4 when we hear All Things Considered. And weather around the area, chance of showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon, increasing clouds with highs near 80, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight with lows in the mid-50s, and tomorrow gradually clearing with highs in the upper 70s. Slight chance for showers and overnight lows in the mid to upper 50s. And let's see what else we got for you here. I think we're going to play a little, get into some 90s work, a little Tori Amos, Crash Test Dummies, and we're going to start off with the Pixies.